Now, Kenya is facing a drought that's left more than 1.3 million Kenyans facing starvation. The government has announced $49.2 million in emergency spending, some of it to purchase livestock from pastoralist communities in the affected areas. The majority of those people rely on their animals to earn them a living. And as the drought persists, thousands of animals have been dying. The BBC's Michael Koloki reports now from one of the worst affected regions.
The waves roll onto a pristine white sandy beach here in the Kilifi County along Kenya's Indian Ocean coast. This is a popular destination for tourists from around the world. I can see some people swimming in the ocean while others sunbathe on the beach. There are also a number of yachts I can see out in the distance in the ocean.
It's a scene from a perfect picture postcard, and any onlooker might think that all is well in this county of Kilifi. But the picture is far from complete. With little or no rainfall for the past 4 months, this coastal region of Kenya is suffering the effects of an ongoing drought, and Kilifi County has been one of the worst affected. Agbeyu Kalu, more commonly referred to as Mama Luvuno, fries some scarce supplies on a pan over an open fire. She laments that the drought has resulted in difficult living conditions for those in her community.
Drought is a problem in this area. People planted and they did not get anything. There has just been constant sunshine and the drought is going on. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to go. There are no jobs. There is nothing. The animals are dying. The children are suffering. The parents are out in the sun wondering what they will do.
Mama Luvuno had earlier been hopeful that the crops she had planted on her small piece of land would yield a good harvest and provide her family with enough food.
I have planted some maize here. The maize did not grow because of the sunshine. I planted cassava. It did not grow.
Despite her desperate situation, she clings on to a ray of hope.
God can help. If there is a bit of work I can find, perhaps it could help me to help my children and my mother.
The Kenya government, in conjunction with various agencies, has undertaken intervention measures to mitigate the effects of the drought in the country, including a unique program currently underway in Kilifi and run by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, the FAO. Jimmy Mweri is a field program assistant of the FAO in Kilifi County.
Kilifi County, as we all know, has been ravaged by drought and people have lost livestock and crops from the drought. As FAO, we have a number of interventions, long-term interventions. We never anticipated this drought, but we had come into this county since last year, October. We are running about a four-year program on conservation agriculture in a bid to increase productivity and profitability for small-scale holder farmers.
Jimmy explains that the program involves promoting crops that would withstand the region's weather patterns.
We encourage trained farmers to grow climate smart crops. Their main crop that we encourage them to do is green grams, which is a pulse. And the important thing about green gram is that it has a very short maturity period compared to maize. It has less moisture requirements than maize, and so it can grow quite fast. Yeah, so under conservation agriculture, it is a crop which can do very, very well.
Jimmy notes that the program also opens up a business opportunity for the community.
We are linking these farmers to the markets. We have big buyers who want thousands of tons of green grams and other pulses. We have trained these farmers knowing that they're doing this as a business. So the thing is that we shall aggregate these farmers into buying groups and bulking centers where these buyers can come and collect their produce at a good price to fetch them some profits. It is a long-term intervention, and we have even linked them to financial service providers, circles where they'll be getting loans in form of inputs depending on how much they need from their budgets. So these will really help them. It will cushion them from these effects of drought and financial difficulties, where they will come, get these inputs, go do their conservation agriculture in the farms for green grams and other pulses, and sell.
With no sign of the drought breaking in Kilifi and other affected regions, it remains to be seen whether these programs will be enough to protect the hardest hit communities from the worst effects.
Michael Koloki reporting from Kilifi on the coastal region of Kenya.